Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head boys basketball coach Jake Young. And Coach, let's go back to the start of February, a few games here to end the season, and taking on the number one team in Class 3A, the Clear Lake Lions, at their place, and they're able to get past you. What did you see in that game, Coach?
Yeah, obviously a really quality opponent there. You know, what stuck out to me with Clear Lake is their defense. That's kind of their backbone. Just really hard man-to-man defense, all in your face all game. You know, when you play a good 3A, 4A team, it's going to give you physical. You know, the refs let the guys play. You just know it's going to be a different style of basketball. And it's really good for that, for our guys to see that, just to have to get through that. So, yeah, they did a good job of holding our guards down and really getting in our face, causing some turnovers. But, you know, we came out of that game really good defensively as well. We kind of matched that energy. You know, I thought we were forcing the shots that we wanted them to take. So, you know, credit to our guys for just coming out and battling. But at the end of the day, they're a quality opponent. They were able to get some easy transition on us. But, you know, love challenges like that for our guys and really sets us up for, you know, the postseason play against quality opponents.
And, Coach, with that, you guys moved on to take on another good opponent in your next game out. And you guys were right there with the second-place team in the conference, North Union, as we'd find out a few games later. You guys were trailing North Union by 5 points at both the end of the first quarter and also at halftime. But they came out of the locker room and just had a better second half and just get past you 67-45.
Yeah, and as a coach, it's a tough task, you know, playing two ranked teams back-to-back nights. But that's just a challenge our guys needed to step up, and I really thought they did. Just going from a Clear Lake team to another good North Union team, I thought our guys were ready. They were used to playing physical. They were used to, you know, seeing the floor against tight windows and all that. So going into that North Union game, our guys came out really well. And I thought just competed, executed our game plan, made some shots early on, really got in the groove. So, you know, that first half was really one of our best halves of the season, I thought, just execution-wise. So, you know, third quarter has kind of been an issue here the last part of the season. But, you know, credit to North Union, they came out the second half, made some adjustments, and were able to get a good run on us there and finish out the game. But, you know, overall, we played really well for long stretches of time. And just, you know, a tough back-to-back, but at the end of the day, our guys battled through it and really put on a good couple of games there.
And with that then, Coach, you moved on to take on 4A City at their place. And another good contest in that one, and the Indians get past you.
Yeah, right. Just came into that game, you know, especially after playing a couple ranked opponents. Our guys are used to it. They're battle-tested. And, again, I thought that first half we just played really hard, played right with 4A City, and they've been a very well-improved team. So, also a rivalry game there, senior night, so just a lot of emotion, a lot of energy in the building. So, you know, proud of our guys for just going out and competing that first half. And, again, like I said before, that third quarter was a little bit of an issue for us. Teams adjusted to us, and, you know, 4A City came out and really ready to go that third quarter, was able to force some turnovers, and we gave up some transition points. So that was probably the turning point in the game. But, you know, I thought for a long period of time, we just played neck and neck along the way. So, again, good battle for our guys. You know, that's kind of been our season. We faced a lot of adversity, whether it be, you know, sickness, injury, everybody deals with it. And I just thought our guys they're a tough group of guys that battle through anything. And, but yeah, good game against 4A City, like it always is, and they were able to come out at the end there.
It was, you know, kind of those 4 days, three big games, all on the road as well, Coach, at Clear Lake, at North Union, at 4A City. You know, obviously that's a tough stretch of teams, but also a short amount of time and all on the road. So, as you kind of mentioned, you know, fighting through adversity there for your club.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, every single team in the state has a stretch period there where it's very little practice when you got the snowstorms and all that. It's just part of the game. So, again, we can make excuses, but that's just not the character of our team. You know, we go in each night and just, you know, take what's in front of us, do the best we can every night. And it's been a great season coaching these kids. They've battled, they've stuck together, and, you know, really proud of the way we've handled ourselves throughout the season.
And it doesn't slow down there as you guys played that very next night. Played Foray City on the 5th, you turn around on the 6th, and you take on an Eagle Grove team. You finally get to come home, though, and play in front of your Cardinal fans, and a two-point game that goes just in the favor of the Eagles.
Right, yeah, we came out that night. We knew we hadn't had any practice, but it was our senior night at home, and we just wanted to give everything to our fans, to all of our seniors. So those first three quarters, I thought our guys just were willing it into the basket and just defensively doing absolutely everything they could against a quality Eagle Grove team. So, again, through three quarters, our guys gave everything they had in just that fourth quarter. You know, whatever it is, we just couldn't buy a bucket. And if you give Eagle Grove a sniff of momentum, they got, you know, three, four guys that can just put up points left and right. And that was the case that fourth quarter. They got hot, and, you know, it wasn't a lack of effort on defense. It wasn't a lack of energy. It wasn't anything. They were just making shots. So, you know, credit to them for a comeback like that. And even at the end of the game, we executed the way we wanted, and they just made some tough shots. So, again, proud of our guys, you know, going through a stretch like that and just never giving up, always coming ready to go, and giving everything they had. So, again, not how you want to go out on senior night, but at the end of the day, just proud of the guys. So.
And with that, that takes us to the postseason. And in the postseason, you guys get a host. First of all, that had to be a good thing back to your kids that you guys did, you know, enough this year to get a host a home playoff game, get to play at home against Central Springs, and you guys came out with a win. All that together, Coach, had to be pretty exciting for the guys.
You're exactly right. After, you know, that fourth quarter, just kind of running out of steam, our guys were excited to play back in our building in front of our own crowd again and really prove that was kind of a fluke for us. So I always say to the guys in postseason, it really doesn't matter who you're playing. People are going to make plays. Everything kind of changes in postseason. So Central Springs, they got some players. They got some guys that can make shots and make plays. So, you know, they were a tough out for sure. Through three quarters, they were leading us. We were a little bit stuck in the mud at times, but that fourth quarter, the guys just willed themselves to winning. And it started with execution. It started just picking up the energy defensively. And we got a lot of juniors and seniors that just flat out didn't want to lose. So, you know, you get to a point where it's like you just will do anything you can for your teammates, for your fans, for your coaches to win the game. And that's what they did. So, again, it was great to do that in front of our home crowd and couldn't be prouder of the way they came out and won it in the fourth quarter.
And Thursday night, Coach, you guys went to Esther Lincoln Central, and unfortunately the midgets a little bit too much for you guys on that night as they're able to get past you in the district semifinal. Tell us a little bit about that one. I know got some good guys over there. What did you see in that game?
Yeah, we played Esterville last year in districts, so we kind of knew what they were about. And this year, they're even better than they were last year. So we're a little bit familiar with them, and deservedly so. They were the one seed in our district. They've had a great season. They got some really nice players over there. And as far as our guys, I thought we came out and executed what we wanted to, especially on the defensive end, holding their star player, you know, a tough shot, and granted to him, he's a D1 player, and he made some really tough shots. But at the end of the day, it was the role players that we were kind of leaving open at times. They were the ones that really made the run for him. They made some shots and hit the offensive glass for him. So they're a well-rounded team, and if they got four or five guys that make plays offensively, they're going to be a tough out in the state tournament or sub-state final. So no shame there for our guys. Just came out again and battled. That's just been our motto all year. You know, records are what they are, but at the end of the day, when we look back on this season, we're just going to remember us and as a team going into battle together night in, night out, no matter who the competition is. And we saw a lot of great competition. So we ended the season just playing good basketball, good team basketball. And at the end of the day, you let the chips fall where they are. And, you know, last night we came up a little bit short, but overall, just proud of our guys all season.
Five seniors on this roster. Coach, what have these guys meant to you and your program the past 4 years?
Yeah, we just talked to our guys about leaving the program better than what you found it. And, you know, these seniors did just that. And a lot of people might look at the records and say, you know, oh, they weren't as good, but I guarantee you they battled. They worked just as hard as any other group we've ever had. So hats off to them. It's been a pleasure coaching them. And just the memories we've made is something that they'll carry for a long time.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us throughout the season. We really do appreciate it. We're looking forward to talking to you again next year.
Thanks a lot.
That's Garner Hayfield Ventura boys basketball coach Jake Young.